Okay, yesterday we left off by drinking the second cup of wine. After you drink the second cup of wine, which is magid, so then you do rachza. Rachza, now you wash your hands for bread or for matzah with a bracha. Now, the next is meitzi matzah. Now this is one of the biblical mitzvahs of the night. Now you're left in the Seder plate with 2.5 matzahs, because a half a matzah you put away for the Afikamen, so you're left with 2.5 matzahs. Now the din is, on Yom Tov, Shabbos, you need to have Lechem Mishneh, you need to have 2 chalas or 2 matzahs or whatever. So now, you pick up the 2.5 matzahs, and you say the bracha, Meitzi Lechem in Oretz. You drop the bottom matzah, so now you're left with 1.5 matzahs. And then you make the second bracha, shekichonu b'mitzvayse v'tzivonu al achilas matzah. Then halacha says, what do you need to do? You need to eat a kazayis of matzah. And kazayis of matzah. The only problem is, there's 2 opinions in halacha. Do you eat it from the top matzah? Or do you eat it from the middle matzah? Which one do you take it from? So, what does halacha say to do? We suggest you do both. So you take a kazayis from the top matzah, plus the remaining matzah of the middle matzah, and you eat both kazayisim together. What happens if somebody can't eat 2 kazayisim matzah, or everybody else at the table that doesn't have their own seder plate? So they're anyway taking like matzah from the box or from whatever it is, so they do not need to eat 2 kazayisim matzah. So women don't need, if you don't have your own seder plate, you don't need to eat 2 kazayisim matzah. What happens, Allah says, like we just mentioned, if you can only eat 1 kazayis, what do you do? Which matzah do you take it from? So the Allah is, you take it from the top matzah. You take it from the top matzah kazayis. How much is a kazayis? So officially a kazayis is 1 ounce. The question is that weight? Is that fluid ounces? What's the whole thing? The pearl, it seems that it has to be the weight of 1 ounce. Now, that's a lot of matzah, by the way. I was weighing matzahs today for my own situations. And I had like this. I had the Ukraine matzah, not the Kfar Chabad, the Ukraine matzah. A matzah was 1 ounce. 1 matzah was 1 ounce. Which means, according to that, if you hold it has to be mamash an ounce of weight, you have to eat a whole Ukrainian matzah. I had other matzahs, the Borough Park matzahs, much thicker. So I was weighing them, and 1 matzah was 2 ounces. There's such a difference between the Borough Park matzah, which is thick, and not only that, they were smaller also, smaller and thicker, and the Ukraine matzah was much bigger, but very, very thin. So it's easier to eat if it's thin. But if you have to, you can make even a 3/4 of an ounce to be yaitzah the mitzvah. But if somebody could, especially for the first matzah, which is biblical, if they can eat 1 ounce, it's good. Now, what is called eating 1 ounce? Now, you can nibble on it, or you can eat it. So the din is an halacha. What is considered eating? And this is relevant the whole year. If you eat, you need to make up after bracha. In how much of a time span do you need to eat the kazayis to make an after bracha? Or,
you had 16 matzahs in 1 pound?
It is interesting. There weren't 16 matzahs, but there were over 12. Some matzahs were a little bit thicker, but most of the matzahs I weighed was 1. I'll tell you, I went through 4 boxes of the Ukraine today. Okay? Shots I didn't weigh. So what is the amount of time that you eat, I have to eat the matzah in? It's called kedei achilas pras. Was the amount of time it takes to eat 3 eggs. So what is it? In halachic minutes, there are opinions ranging from 2 minutes to 11 minutes. The accepted minig in halacha is between 4 and 7 minutes. That means you have to try to eat the kazayis of matzah within 4 to 7 minutes. It's not as easy as you think it is. Now, when do you start the clock? Okay, you put matzah in your mouth. When do you start the clock of 4 to 7 minutes? So the din is when you take your first swallow. Until you swallow, the clock doesn't run yet. The timer's not on. When you take your first swallow, that's when the 4 to 7 minutes begins. So what do people do? It doesn't look like Emily Post etiquette at all. But what they do is they put as much matzah in the mouth as they can and chew it. So it doesn't look very etiquette-able. But who cares? You put as much matzah in you can, you chew it, and then when you have to swallow, you swallow, and that's when the clock starts, 4 to 7 minutes. So that's the halacha meitzi matzah. Meitzi matzah has to be eaten while you recline. Women don't recline, men recline, but you have to eat the meitzi matzah when you're reclining. What? No. You wanted to ask something?
No,
I know. Okay, now, after meitzi matzah, you have to eat marad. We said before, what do you use for marad? Either, we use romaine lettuce and horseradish. The real stuff, ground up, it's just easier. How much of that must you eat? So that you have to eat 3/4 of an ounce. Because it's midrabanan, so you can be more lenient, and therefore you can eat 3/4 of an ounce. What is that in leaves? Is 8 by 10. In the leaf is 8 by 10. But if you're taking a horseradish also, you can count that as part of the kazayas. Then you don't need 8 by 10. You can have a little bit less. But leaves that cover the size of 8 by 10. So what we do is like this. This is Chabad custom. Especially because it's Friday night, you can't add wine into the chareises. Because it's Friday night, it's a din in Shabbos. So what the Rebbe used to do, and Rebbe Uchal did that anyway, he took the chareises, part of the chareises from a Seder plate, and put it into the wine at the bottom of the Kiddush cup. You know, when you make Kiddush, there's wine at the bottom, right? So he puts the chareises into that, and then you dip the marad into the chareises.
On the plate of the Kiddush cup. The plate.
The plate.
On the plate, not in the
Kiddush cup. No, he said at the bottom, huh?
You said the bottom of the
No, he said the plate.
The plate. What's the difference? I'm clarifying. At the plate, at the bottom of the Kiddush cup. Okay, let's get it straight. I don't want you sticking your mur into your becher. It's not going to be too good. So you put it at the plate underneath the Kiddush cup, and then you dip it into the chareises, and then you make the bracha shekitshon mitzvah tzfanu al achilas marad. Now, achilas marad, you don't recline, obviously, by the marad, but you, again, you have to eat it within 4 to 7 minutes, which is much easier than eating dry matzah. And after marad comes kairach. Now, what's kairach? The sandwich. Hillel maintained, when the Torah says, amatzah semreir miyachlu, you have to make a sandwich. So Hillel, by the Seder in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, because Hillel lived 100 years before the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. So, Hillel had it like this. He had a piece of matzah, a slice of the Korban Pesach, and the mortar. It was the first, as they say in America, the first combo. It was made up by Hillel, matzah, meat with lettuce, or horseradish, whatever they had. So what you do, how do you do kairach? You take the bottom matzah, you have a bottom matzah left. You take a kezayis of that bottom matzah. Here you could be leaning 3/4 of an ounce, because it's only midrabanan. And then you put the marad, because I used to marad, but by us in Chabad, we're very careful about not getting the matzah wet. So if we do by kairach, we take dry chareises, there's no wine in it, we put it a little bit on top of the marad, and then we shake it off, not even have that on the matzah. So then we have the kazayis of matzah, kazayis of marad, and you recline when you eat the kairach. Now, halacha says like this. When you make the bracha l'achilas matzah, it also goes on the matzah of the kairach and the matzah of the afikoyman. So part of the mitzvah of the alachidus matzah. Therefore, there are opinions in halacha that say, ideally you shouldn't talk from the bracha alachidus matzah until you eat afikoyman. Which means there's no talking by the meal. But that, the Rebbe writes, is chumni yaseira, we don't do that at all. But what we do try to avoid is unnecessary talking. You know, as if you're explaining what has to be done, it's obviously allowed. But stop unnecessary talking, we try to avoid, not that it's forbidden, we try to avoid from the time we make a meitzi on the matzah until we eat the sandwich, until the kairach. We just try to avoid unnecessary talk because it's all part of that bracha. Okay? So now you had meiti matzah, maror, kerech. Then you come to Shulchan Aruch, if you're still able to eat, after all that matzah and maror, so then the custom is like this. The Chabad custom is, a lot of people have a custom, how do we begin the meal? We take the egg from the Seder plate, we dip it into salt water, and no bracha, no nothing, we just eat the egg. You don't want to have, you can take half an egg, you could share it, whatever you want. The custom is to eat the egg dipped into salt water. Now, many people in Halacha maintain that Shulchan Aruch should be eaten reclining. But we don't. Chabad doesn't do that. The only time we recline is the four cups of wine, the matzah, the kerech, dafi kaiman. That's it. The rest of the things, not kapas, not mortar, not eating, not whatever. We just...
So anytime you drink wine or drink
matzah? No. Only, yeah, but not drinking wine, the four cups of wine. Because during the meal, you're allowed to have more wine if you want. You're not allowed to drink wine between first and second, between third and fourth. But between second and third, during the meal, you're allowed to drink wine as much as you want. So, but there you don't recline when you eat the mat, or you drink wine during the meal. But four cups of wine, we recline. Shulchan Aruch, etzah, whatever. Kol
b'seder.
Rabbi,
I have a question. Why we have to eat 11:30? Why don't we eat in the beginning? Why we have to wait till midnight to eat? And we can eat at the beginning, we read the Megillah.
The Megillah.
The Agadah.
Because the Chachamim said, it goes like this. Kadesh, Urchatz, Karpas, Yachatz, Magid, Rachsa, Meitzi, Matzah, Shmarar, Kerech, then Shulchan Aruch.
The Chachamim said, Kadesh, Urchatz.
Yeah.
Urchatz means Ochel.
For the Karpas.
No, not Karpas. Lechol.
In the Temanites, they do that. But in the other Jews, they do Shulchan Aruch later. Okay.
We are ahead.
Now, at the end of Shulchan Aruch...
Can I ask you a brief touch on minhagim, that of things that you don't use in the first Shulchan Aruch because they're still going to be used to say that. No, it's salad, for instance. What is
we mentioned the other day before you came, the Chabad custom is that we don't eat any ingredients of the Maror or the Chareses from Erev Pesach in the morning until Kerech at the second night. I saw recently a guy wrote that L'Chareh for the first Shulchan Aruch he should be allowed to eat them, but the minig is not like that. I don't know where you got it from, but the minig is not like that. So in a practical thing, I taught this with the women. In other words, again, this is Chabad custom, it's not halacha. Chabad custom is we don't eat salad by the first Seder meal. We don't eat horseradish. We don't serve applesauce for dessert, things like that, because it's all part of the ingredients of the Maror and the Chareses.
Salad, you mean specifically?
Because of the Maror. Salad, I mean romaine lettuce salad. You want to have salad, cucumbers, tomatoes, whatever.
Icebergs,
what?
But onion you shouldn't also have.
Onion you can have.
Even though it's part of
karpas? Only the maror and the chareses. Not the seder plate. If you... You can have eggs.
But Rabbi, why can't... If you already had the maror...
One second. Somebody... I'm shocked because not only one person called me, I had maybe, not exaggerating, probably 10 phone calls about people telling me, okay, you're not allowed to eat meat at the seder. You're not allowed to eat meat at the Seder. I said, where in the world do you get that? Well, that's our, isn't that Chabad custom? This is our custom. I said, no. What it says in Halacha, which is very important, by the way, you're not allowed to eat meat or chicken both nights of Pesach that have no liquid in it. In other words, if you have a pot roast. Pot roast, you put a pot in the roast. You put a roast in a pot, and you bake it just in its own natural juice. That, it says in Shulchan Aruch, what's called Slikeidor, that you don't eat. We don't want to have any similarities to the Paschal lamb, to the Korban Pesach.
Huh? Oil
if you put oil, not at the bottom, not the stick, if you put oil in, wine in, water in, a little bit even, So then it's not a problem eating meat. It says clearly, on the contrary, Yom Tov you're supposed to eat meat. So where does custom not eating meat? I don't know.
So what is what's the reasoning for this?
So the Rebbe writes, why only Mar and Chareises? I don't know. I've never seen a, there must be a reason. Personally, I've never seen a reason. I looked, I never saw a reason why Dafka the Mar and Chareises. But many people have this misconception, it's anything on the Seder plate. So they don't eat eggs, and they, it's not true. The Rebbe writes clearly Mar and Chareises. That's it.
Maybe the meat of the chicken,
No, that's right. Is a,